This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Monday, June 17th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. NCAE steps into card check fight. Mojave Pistachios groundwater battle gets ruling. Disaster aid for farm workers. Ag employers back Wonderful in card check suit. The National Council of Agricultural Employers filed an amicus brief last week in a case Wonderful Nurseries has initiated against the Agriculture Labor Relations Board and United Farm Workers. NCAE President and CEO Michael Marsh argues the controversial card check law, quote, gives private labor unions an unprecedented ability to impose bargaining and contractual obligations on an employer. Echoing concerns from California farm groups, March blasted ALRB's decision not to verify whether the farm workers actually support the union and if they work at the company. Last year, NCAE warned USDA Secretary Tom Vilsack of similar allegations to Wonderful's complaint. NCAE charged that UFW organizers in New York were misleading farm workers into signing ballot authorization cards under the Senate's card check law. Allegedly, the recruiters misled workers into believing the signatures were needed to obtain a $600 payment from USDA's Farm and Food Workers Relief Grant Program. NCAE is still pushing for an investigation into the claims. In the meantime, National Nurses United and other influential labor groups have locked arms in solidarity with UFW amid the legal battle. Union protesters held demonstrations last week outside of the Kern County Courthouse where the case is being played out. Indian Wells groundwater battle gets a ruling. Mojave Pistachios has lost a case that it worries could lead to local authorities shutting off its groundwater pumps. The 1,600-acre operation in Kern County battled the Indian Wells Valley Groundwater Authority over an aggressive plan to rebalance its aquifer. The agency proposed steep fees of $2,130 per acre foot of water pumped, which add up to $30 million in 3 years, and it planned to zero out groundwater allocations to the operation that, according to Mojave Pistachios, the fee revenues would fund a pipeline project for importing water. But the pistachio growers estimate the cost would be too high for the project to get off the ground. An Orange County judge shot down those claims on Friday, ruled against Mojave Pistachios. The adjudication proceedings determines groundwater rights in the basin as a long-term solution to the dispute. The company warns the case should serve as an example of how agriculture is being killed across the state on a timeline, quote, that far outpaces anything contemplated under SGMA. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this. When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders. Tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Rabo AgriFinance. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. Western Democrats seek disaster aid for farm workers. Four Democratic senators from Western states have introduced a bill that would offer grants to farm workers after natural disasters. the Disaster Relief for Farm Workers Act proposed by Senators Michael Bennett of Colorado, Alex Padilla of California, Andrea Salinas of Colorado, and Zoe Lofgren of California. It's based on one of the recommendations put forward by members of the USDA's Equity Commission in a report earlier this year. The bill would also require USDA to develop and execute a promotional plan for the program, which would make disaster grants available to farm worker organizations. A one-page summary of the bill notes that, quote, existing federal disaster relief programs insufficiently compensate farm workers when they lose wages as a result of conditions out of their control. Data suggests free school meals improve food sufficiency. A USDA study suggests that universal free school meals can improve food insecurity among kids and households of modest incomes. The study by the Economic Research Service using U.S. Census survey data found food insufficiency among school-aged children was 1.5 percentage points higher in states that didn't provide free meals to all kids. Given that the average food insufficiency rate was 15.3% before universal school meals, that's a difference of 10%. All kids nationwide were offered free meals during the pandemic, but only six states, California, Connecticut, Maine, Massachusetts, Nevada, and Vermont, continued that policy into the 22-23 school year. Now take note. The study said the improvement in food sufficiency was driven by families just above the eligibility threshold for free and reduced price meals. Kids and families with incomes up to 185% of the federal poverty line are eligible for free and reduced price meals under federal policy. The poverty line for a family of four in 2024, $31,200. Anti-hunger groups react to Stacey Dean departure. Anti-hunger groups are praising Stacey Dean, Deputy Undersecretary for USDA's Food, Nutrition, and Consumer Services, following news of her planned departure in July. Dean led the 2021 Biden administration update of the Thrifty Food Plan, sharply increasing SNAP benefits for the first time in nearly 50 years. Her data and equity-driven approach and balanced leadership have been pivotal in strengthening and improving access to federal nutrition programs, said the Food Research and Action Center in an email statement. We commend her significant contributions to the agency, commitment to maintaining the integrity of USDA's internal review processes, and her openness in engaging with a variety of stakeholders in the fight against hunger in the U.S. Georgia Michel, interim president and CEO of the National WIC Association, highlighted Dean's work to modernize WIC and secure funding for state and local WIC offices to expand access. Thanks to these and other vital efforts, Deputy Undersecretary Dean's impact on WIC will long outlast her tenure at USDA, Michelle said in a statement. While her departure is a loss for the country, we look forward to continuing to work with Secretary Vilsack, FNS Administrator Long, and the rest of the team at USDA that has been so supportive of WIC and other federal nutrition programs. Cindy Long is Administrator of the Food and Nutrition Services. Well, here's today's He Said It. Any investigation of these unsubstantiated claims will reveal that they are false. That's Adele Hagakali, General Manager of the Metropolitan Water District of Southern California. The district voted last week to put the powerful water leader on leave while the agency investigates harassment allegations. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Monday, June 17th, brought to you by Bravo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Nally.